This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Couple of notes for you. I believe Mike is up to 6 meatballs he's eaten, which is an entire tray. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite so far?
I call it the Asian meatball, but I think it's called Wax On.
Wax. Yeah. The guy who runs the place, he goes, it shouldn't work. But it's a sleeper
it
for
does.
Sure. Yeah, he was
okay.
Like, it shouldn't work, but it's so good.
And a strong second is carbonara. Those are my two favorites. The other ones are good too. I'm not there's more kind of like your marinara, your typical, like, let's say Italian meatball, just different because they have like mamas and they have pizza and stuff, and they're good. But I guess because they're so unique, are the other two.
So the O-Balls Meatball Truck or Meatball Bus out here as part of Martin House Brewing. Want to get you prepared for the next couple of days. Tomorrow we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings again in Fort Worth off of Quebec Street. And on Sunday, if you want to check it out, we have the Atlanta-Denver game at 3 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
By the way, Kevin, next week I will be running out to the Star. I got a little thing I'm going to pick up from the Cowboys organization for Peace-a-thon. I also will be stopping by Dude Perfect as they are looking to one of their guys might be on our show during
Peace-a-thon
this year.
Also might be stopping by Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans joins us now from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, you guys. Really excited about Peace-a-thon going on next week as well.
Yeah, is Kevin already, is he threatening you?
No,
is that what he's doing right now?
No, I'm not threatening him. And it's 2 weeks away, Kyle, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not threatening him. I have been persistent, I'll say.
Yeah. It's persistent kindness is all it is. It's kind persistence or whatever the networking thought process is around it. He's just sent me a reminder text message, maybe a thread in the mail once or twice, and that's really all I'm going to have to deal with once. And I'm going to get something. I'm going to figure something out.
The envelope says, could be anthrax inside. Who knows?
Oh.
Yeah, no, but it turns out it wasn't. Everything's okay.
Oh, I can't do anything
I'm
to
here,
those
right?
sweet babies. Yeah, that's a good
yeah.
point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle, this intrastate rivalry that we're getting to ready to look at, we kind of scouted them a little bit this morning. Have you gotten a chance to put your eyeballs on the Texans so far?
Yeah, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, they are they're pretty stout, especially up front. I mean, they've got a defensive line that's really good. They get pressure. Danielle Hunter is having himself a year, and that's whether or not Will Anderson's even been available. He's missed the last two games. Former first-round pick out of Alabama, who we talked about ad nauseum. I know Brian Broaddus has talked about him a lot on the 105.3 The Fan platform before. But, yeah, Will Anderson brings a speed element, and he's even questionable, and they're still getting pressure in the backfield, and that's the big thing. You force those turnovers like they did last week against Jared Goff, it's going to raise some eyebrows, and that's exactly what Dallas is looking at after a week where, of course, their offense didn't necessarily play well either.
Now, how important has the Texans' defense been since, I know you're talking about the Cowboys' offense, and I'm not here to argue mm-hmm. that at all, but the Texans' offense has really disappeared in the second half the last month or so. Not the offense in general, but particularly in the second half, man, they've been getting stuffed.
Yeah, and I think a part of that is their offensive line hasn't been playing very well. It's kind of it is mirroring what the Cowboys have up front. I mean, the Cowboys have really one offensive lineman that's been either playing well or at least available consistently throughout the year, and that's Tyler Smith. Of course, with the injury news yesterday, that might even be in question going into the week. But the Texans have had the same thing. They've had a couple of guys banged up and missing games here and there on their offensive line. But really, even when they're all healthy, Laremy Tunsil is the one steady ship up front for Houston. So C.J. Stroud, second most sacked quarterback in the league behind only Caleb Williams. They have allowed pressure significantly. Joe Mixon is still doing good work in terms of toting the rock and running the football, but it's not like he's necessarily setting the world on fire either. So it has been tough for Houston to move the ball effectively. They've been missing Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins these last couple of weeks. Collins looking like he's trending in the vicinity of getting back and better for this game moving forward. But lots of things to look forward to on that offensive line that I don't think the Cowboys are scared of at this point, and they're going to try and take advantage, bring some pressure, and put it on C.J. Stroud.
Mike McCarthy said that Rico Dowdle needs to touch the ball more. Can you kind of elaborate on what he was discussing there?
And did Zeke get mad about that comment?
I don't know quarterback. If they care anymore. Yeah, maybe. I think I'm in that same mindset. I'm in the same mindset because Dowdle actually has better yards per carry than Joe Mixon has throughout the year. And we're looking at Joe Mixon as a top five rusher. Yeah, if you look at it, the yards per average or yards per carry. Now, yards per touch, it's more significantly in Mixon's favor because of his ability out of the backfield as a receiver. He's had more receiving yards and more action out of the passing game than Rico Dowdle. But Dowdle has shown that he can get to that point as well. So I think there's ways you can get him involved, get him more touches. And you've already shown that in the games where you have given these touches, they've played better football. They've played better against Pittsburgh, a team that only has two losses to this point, and you took them down on the road because you gave the ball consistently to Rico Dowdle and let him utilize it. Then you have the game that they played against Atlanta, the way that they played against the Falcons. We've got crowd noise out here on the balcony at the Star, so forgive me if they're trying to throw us off a little bit with this.
Is it all those damn tours that are coming through, Kyle?
not what it is at all. I'm on a patio up top on the Cowboys.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Club, and John Fossil's on the mic and he's trying to direct traffic and I'm just trying to look away so I don't get in trouble for being out here. But the way that the Cowboys have utilized Rico Dowdle, it's just been in bits and pieces. It's been in parts. And I think if they consistently give him the ball and give him some touches, then I think there's an opportunity for him to do some better work this week.
Did you have something a second ago? The other part of the what I've kind of seen from the Texans is that their safeties, while being playmakers, might be a little suspect. Is this time to get the maybe Trey Lance or Cooper Rush and CeeDee Lamb connection really firing off?
I love how you threw in the backup quarterbacks there too, just to like throw a little extra spice on that question. Yes, I think so. I think this secondary is good. They've got a couple guys, Jalen Petrie, Derek Stingley Jr., who are decent players, but they haven't been perfect either. And we saw how the Cowboys were stressed last week at the secondary level and how things have kind of turned out there. But I think really you can utilize CeeDee Lamb's ability underneath a defense, the ability over the middle of the field, hash mark to hash mark. That's where he's going to have chance for the production, for the possession grabs, and then yards after the catch as well. This is going to be a big yak week for CeeDee Lamb, and I hope they get him the ball early, get him in space, because I think he's going to have an opportunity to get there in space, because this offensive line is going to have a tough time, whether they have Tyler Smith available or not this week. They're going to have a tough time trying to slow down the front seven of Houston, so getting the ball out quickly and finding CeeDee Lamb in space is going to be crucial.
It's tough to find a lot of bright spots going into this game, but do you take solace at all in the fact that the Texans don't seem to mind to play down to theoretically inferior competition? Because it seems like most every game they have is a super close game.
Yeah, they find a way to make it close, whether it's trying to come from behind or disappear or whatever it ends up being. It's like every week is different with Houston. But at the end of the day, they've still won six games. You've won three. They've had a better season than you.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I think they're building on the fact that they've never beaten the Cowboys in the Metroplex. They're 0-3 on the road against Dallas all the time. So I think there's a chip on the shoulder for Houston to finally say, hey, we are that team in the state of Texas now. And their defense is certainly good enough to show it. C.J. Stroud is a franchise quarterback, and they're going to build around him for the future. But for the most part, this is a really good Texans team, and they're going to try. And it's kind of like what we've talked about on this phone call and on this show before. Dallas is always going to get your best shot. And I think it's especially true whenever you've got a team that's only 4 hours from you trying to make a statement and trying to prove themselves midway through the season.
Aside from pressure, was there anything truly noticeable whenever Micah stepped back onto the field? I feel like the pressure was the biggest factor for them, for sure. But was the defense different?
Yeah, I don't think there was a ton of a difference. A lot of it just is, hey, Micah, get after it. One thing I want to see change this week is they didn't really move him around a ton. And I talked about the offensive line from Houston earlier. I think you can rush Micah Parsons as a zero tech and a one tech this week. We saw that as an element of Dan Quinn's defense previously, where you kind of put him in the middle of the offensive line or the defensive line and let him rush from the interior. You've got a chance with the stunts and with the misdirection and some of that eyewash up front that gets Micah Parsons an ability to attack the gap. And I think that's something we haven't seen from him recently, and it's something that he could certainly utilize as we go along throughout the year.
Where are you going to be sitting tomorrow night for the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight? And have you placed any bet?
I'm not going to the Jake Paul
fight.
So, yeah, I'm not going to go. I tried to enter a lottery for tickets, and I didn't end up getting them. So I'm going to be at home. I'll be sitting at my couch watching with the babies. That's how it'll end up being.
Is there a certain order with the triplets, that like one sits in the right hand specifically, and then the other two are in the left, or does it just change up all the time?
Yeah, I've got one triplet in the left hand, I've got one triplet in the right hand, and I've got my baby girl in the middle. She's always going to have the best seat in the house. So that's the way we've always had it, and I think it's funny because I think one time, was it Bassick who said it? I don't know, Mike, it might have been you or not. But whenever I posted that picture in the preseason of them watching the preseason broadcast, somebody on the fan, I forgot who it was specifically, was saying, does one of them get upset that they're a little bit further back from the TV than they would if they were in the middle?
Oh, that's a good question.
Center? And it's true. My baby girl, Noelle, she will get upset if she's not the closest one to the either the center of attention, whether it's the TV or mom being in the room or me being in the room, whatever it is, she wants to be the closest one to the center of attention. So
is she the oldest?
It will always be her. Yeah, she was the first one out. Yeah.
Yeah,
by,
there by
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
she had 2 minutes by herself before she had the big sister's role, for sure.
Can you imagine pushing a baby out and then they're like, all right, there's two more? Like, that just seems... That
it
seems,
might get easier.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
I don't know. That's true.
You're like, wow, that wasn't as good as I thought.
We'll never be pregnant.
Yep.
That's we're too old. That feels controversial.
We're too old. Yeah, that's right, Mike.
All right.
Kyle, thank you for your time, man. We really appreciate it, dude.
I don't know if that was the conversation I thought we would end up having on the show by the end of it all, but I mean, I always
don't worry. We got 8 more weeks of this.
Yeah,
we got a lot of time to BS, Kyle. This team is not good, so yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
Pizza-thon 2 weeks away too.
There you go.
Right around
that is right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.